This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 6 says, man is a mere phantom. I don't like the word phantom. I looked that up and found out it can mean shadow. Man is like a shadow. Have you ever watched your shadow with the sunlight and you walk under a tree and your shadow's gone, it disappears, and you come out from under the tree and your shadow's back, and you walk in front of a house or a building and the shadow's gone? And the shadow implication is really dramatic for me. It's here and it's there and it's gone. It's long, it's short, it changes. And that's how David describes our life. Man is a mere shadow as he goes to and fro. He bustles about only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. Again, don't raise your hands, but every family here has a situation where you can think of in your immediate family, your extended family, a circle of influence with work or family or friends, where you know there's been a dispute over who's going to get what in an estate. You know, lawyers make a lot of money with billable hours, ironing out the struggles with people, with who gets what, who doesn't get what. And isn't it interesting that 3,500 years ago or thereabouts, David says, man heaps up wealth not knowing who's going to end up with it. Do you know who that's true for? You and me. You don't know who's going to end up with your stuff that you think is so important or I think is so important. All of this leads up to verse 7, where David says, but now, Lord, what do I look for? That's your question. Some of you are looking for Christmas to do for you what only the Lord can do for you. Some of you are looking to money to do for you what only the Lord God Almighty can do. Some of you are looking to sex to do for you what only the Lord God Almighty can do. Some of you are looking to things, a job, a career, a house, a boat, a car, to do for you what only the Lord God Almighty can do for you. And David's question is very pertinent, very time appropriate. But now, Lord, what do I look for? And he gives the answer. My hope is in you. Folks, if that statement is true, my hope is in you, do you realize what that means about all the stuff we invest emotional energy in? All the things we invest psychic energy, emotional energy in, the things that are temporary, when David's discovered, my hope is in you. Brian Bill, the minister that I quoted earlier who turned 50, writes a powerful piece about this passage. He said, maybe you've had someone close to you who has died unexpectedly. Maybe you've just recently lost your job. Maybe your marriage is in trouble and you're wondering privately if you'll stay together. Will you be together in 3 years, 5 years? Your parents' health is fading fast. Your children are not living like they should. Your bills are piled up like mountains on your desk. You've had an accident that has altered the trajectory of your life. You've just received some health news that's not very promising. Perhaps a close relationship, friendship, has ruptured. I've never heard anyone use the word rupture with a friendship. I just share this parenthetically. I read an interesting article by a psychologist talking about the phenomena of Facebook and how that Facebook has been the ruiner of many a relationship. We think Facebook is great, but it causes jealousy and it causes resentment. And there are things that happen via and through the venue of Facebook. I started to say Spacebook, but Facebook. Maybe we should call it Spacebook. But Facebook, that relationships are over and people say, I'll never speak to him again.
Well, I want you to hear the rest of this psychiatrist's comment tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.